morning, 7:37 here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. This is the time of the week when we connect with the Pensacola Police Department. Typically, it's Mike Wood, the Public Information Officer, but today we have a special treat. Joining us in studio today, we have Captain Steve Davis and brand new, almost brand new, just a little bit broken in, Chief of Pensacola Police, Eric Randall. Chief Captain, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Good to have you. So you're about a week and a half, 2.5 weeks on the job officially?
A week and 4 days.
Are you?
Not that I'm counting.
Right. See, you'll know you're here when you stop knowing how many days it's been, right? Are you moved in yet? Has the family joined you yet?
Yes. Yes and no. Yes.
All right. Are you completely moved out of Virginia, or
I got a little bit of stuff in Virginia that'll be here this weekend. So.
All right, well,
getting there.
I look forward on your behalf to the time when you're done moving, because moving is stressful and painful and horrific and, you know, all the things, right? All the things. So one of the things that happened this week, I wanted to ask you guys about. First of all, anything that happened in the last couple of days we don't already know about crime wise? Anything that's seems like it's been fairly quiet, but you tell me.
Oh, you said the Q word.
But we say it a lot. It's okay.
No, that's good news. No. Yeah, as far as crime wise, everything's been good to go. Over the weekend during the tropical storm, we did have discovery of the human remains, and that's an ongoing investigation. Right now, a lot of forensic analysis is going to be done to kind of point us in which direction we're going to go. But the community has been very, 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 very helpful. A lot of information has been passed forward from different articles about the site that's there, the historical context of the site. So we'll utilize that in working with the medical examiner's office and the University of West Florida Anthropology Department as well.
So is this, I mean, just for clarification, is this like a homicide, or is this a burial, or is this we don't know? Is this 10 years ago, 100 years? I mean, do we know anything about the discovery yet?
No, we don't know anything about the discovery yet, and that's why we got the forensic anthropology department involved to kind of help us to provide a timeline on the discovery of these remains and point us in the direction that we need to go. I know there's some historical context with the site there at the park, so whether or not that plays into it, but it remains an ongoing investigation. As soon as we know something from the PPD, we'll make sure we get that information out to the public. So
and Boy Scouts found it, right, while they're doing a cleanup. I mean, how did they handle that discovery? Were they horrified? Did they think it was interesting? I mean, what was their reaction?
From my understanding, they were very. They weren't. I don't think they were horrified, but it was very interesting discovery because they were actually working there on an Eagle Scout project. And I'll tell you a little story. I was out Saturday riding around during the storm and actually stopped at 17th Street to look check on the flooding there at the railroad trestle, and actually walked over and talked to the Boy Scouts long before this discovery, and learned that they were there doing an Eagle Scout project and it was cleaning up. Thanked them for their community service, but they were very, very, very helpful in that, and I'm sure it was a very interesting discovery for them doing an Eagle Scout project. So
yeah, I mean, it's certainly not the normal kind of thing you discover during an Eagle Scout project, for sure. You mentioned going by the railroad. You were also there this morning, right? You guys were painting this morning for Donut Strike, is that right?
That's right. Officer Anthony Giorgio, you know, who's done quite a bit of artwork for us in the past, he was down there at the crack of dawn this morning, painting the trestle.
All right. And, this is something you do typically every... This is the fourth year for the Donut Strike, is that right?
It is fourth year, but of course, last year sort of off the rails, but this is our fourth year doing it.
All right. Very good. And you do have a few videos.
We have just a few videos out there.
Yes, a few videos.
Let me share a little bit of the Kevin Christman experience with our with our listeners. If you have not seen this, former acting Chief Christman, now back to being deputy chief, I would say trying to play miniature golf at Goofy Golf.
Is that a short joke?
Welcome to the 2021 Donut Strike for Mana.
Oh, that's a stroke, even though it's a miss.
Welcome to the 2021 Donut Strike for Man.
Oh, that's contact. That drive is coming back at him.
Why don't you just go home? Are you too good for your home ball?
He's yelling at the ball to get in the hole. What? Okay, before we do anything else, what was he? What is this about?
So that's our Caddyshack-inspired Goofy Golf video promoting Donut Strike for Mana.
All right. I got the Kenny Loggins connection. Right. So, okay. All right. So, again, just a capture people's attention, make them laugh a little bit.
Exactly. And it's for a good cause. As you know, Mana Food Pantries has had a rough year, just like a lot of other organizations. And this past year, their requests for assistance have gone up 81%. Mm. 81%. So this year, we really need to concentrate and get them some their warehouse filled back up so they can get through the summer. And as it is right now in Escambia County in Santa Rosa's, 1 in 3 children go to bed hungry. Mm. And that's just a ridiculous stat.
It really is. So where are people today? If they want to get food to PPD or ECSO, where are you guys at today?
Your city police and fire are at the Winn-Dixie on Bayou next to Target, and the Winn-Dixie up at 9th and Creighton.
Okay.
The sheriff's office is manning the public stores on 9 Mile Road, and I'm not quite sure where our Santa Rosa partners are at, but check the Facebook page.
Okay.
You can find out.
Okay. All right. Very good. And so bring food by, and you know, every year we do this, and you guys do this, and it's a really good thing. Glad to see it. Chief, I've got your first challenge.
Uh-oh.
For your new administration.
Yes, sir.
This is my one thing. This is a has to happen kind of thing. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Whoever does the Facebook page needs to continue doing the Facebook page. I want a guarantee from you right now that we will continue the social media genius that is the Pensacola Police Department.
I can guarantee you, because I don't even know who does a Facebook page. It's this massive secret that nobody knows. They won't even tell me.
We got to figure that out first. We'll look around.
So whoever's doing it will continue to do it, and you're proud of the social media presence?
Yes, I'm proud of social, and I'm going to find out who does it, just so I know for my own edification.
Well, it would be a bit weird if the investigative powers of PPD were not able to uncover who inside the department is actually producing all of this.
Well, it's going to be a closely held investigation.
Oh, yeah, you don't have to tell anybody. That's fine. You don't have to tell anybody. So we've got new Chief Randall, Eric Randall. He is the Chief of Pensacola Police Department, and Captain Steve Davis here in studio with us. Kind of unique to have him in studio, but we like it every once in a while to bring you guys here. Chief, you've been doing this for a little more than a week. I assume that the first part of the job is just getting out and meeting people.
Yes, it's been a very exciting time. The last week and a half has been very, very busy getting out in the community, meeting a lot of people. And I call it, I'm doing pop-ins. So, don't be surprised if you see me pop in somewhere you're at and just, sit down and start talking, meeting and greeting. But I've been so impressed with the Pensacola community, Pensacola region. It's been one of the greatest welcomings that I can ever imagine. This community is so supportive of law enforcement, and the law enforcement here is so supportive of the community. I mean, it is a great collaboration, and it's only going to get better as time goes on.
Do you find as you're going around, are people, I know our audience knows who you are. They've seen your picture. They've heard us talk about you. They've heard us talk with you even before, when you had been announced but hadn't yet been confirmed. But when you go around, do you find that people kind of already know who you are from the scuttlebutt, or are they like, oh, I didn't even know we had a new chief? What's the encounter been like?
No, it's amazing. They know who I'm. I was walking around the airport last night, getting a tour of the airport, and then I was going through the gates and all that, and one of the passengers just stopped and said, hey, it's a new chief. So introduced me to him and his family. So it's a great opportunity, and it's interactions like that are golden in police and community relations, so.
And I know you're, again, relatively new in the job, but what have you seen yet that you want to work on, or what's anything that's been surprising in your, early acclimation of the job?
Well, I know we got to work on recruiting. Recruiting is a challenge in public safety, and specifically law enforcement here in the 21st century. But that's not just a police job. That is a community job. As we are all part of the community, we should always be looking for opportunities to work together to recruit and retain the best and the brightest when it comes to law enforcement. So not only is my challenge, but it's my challenge to the community to help us bring in those. And it's a wonderful career. Law enforcement is an amazing career. You get to do amazing things. You get to make lifelong relationships with people in the community. So that is a challenge that we're going to move forward, and just community engagement, getting out and about, working with the youth. I took some time earlier last week to stop by Fricker Center, you know, one of my pop bands, and the kids' camp went in there, and you know, they were having lunch, and so I walked around each table, introduced myself to the young kids that were in there, and you know, we all did fist bumps, and I promised to come back. So those are the pop bands I'm talking about, you know. So restaurants, businesses, schools, your home, your cookout. You never know when you're gonna see me, but I'll be out.
So be aware if you're having a cookout and the cops roll up.
Yes.
It could be the issues, or it could just be the new chief of police wanting to come by and take some of your ribs and, you know, make sure that your beer is up to standards. And
I love some smoked ribs. So
if you want to entice him and prepare for his visit, that would be the thing. Just last quick thing, since it is the minute donut strike, favorite donut that you're having to give up? Either one of you?
Chief.
You don't have to say a brand. I have two. Okay.
I have glazed.
All right.
And then red velvet.
Oh, okay. Yes. All right. The fancy stuff.
I am hurting right now because I can't have a glaze or red velvet. And I have to ride by Krispy Kreme every day going into work.
This is tough being the chief of police in Pensacola.
It's really tough.
Steve?
Sour cream crullers. And I'll tell you, you don't realize how many places in this town serve donuts until you can't have one. It's every corner.
Do you either? You can be honest with me. You know, I won't tell anybody. Have you snuck a donut yet? Have you felt the temptation to sneak a donut? Maybe you put in your civilian clothes and you think you can get by it with it?
The temptation is real, but I have not. I will not. I am going. We are on strike. We're on donut strike.
Yeah, we're also only one day into this, so we'll see what happens.
It's easy to be brave in 24 hours. Chief Eric Randall, new chief of police for the Pensacola Police Department, Captain Steve Davis. Gentlemen, thanks so much for the service. Thanks for being here today, and we certainly appreciate what you do, and we look forward to good results.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having us.